The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Yo, what's good, everyone? It's DJ Untold, and I'm going to give y'all a brief introduction on what I'm going to talk about in the course of the podcast. In Open Eyes, I'll be talking about past and modern conspiracy theories of every genre.
The following episode of Open Eyes is just theories and assumptions. Your discretion is advised. What's good, y'all? It's DJ Untold, and welcome to the fifth episode of Open Eyes. This episode, we'll be going to talk about Halloween mysteries since Halloween's around the corner and is in a couple of days. And it's best to talk about it since it's spooky season time. Since there's not that many theories of the day Halloween, I'll be talking about both murder mysteries and Halloween-style theories as well, since it relates to the spooky season and the terror it brings to the table. When I was looking over some stories of past murders and spooky themes on TikTok, the ones that caught my eye were the mirror murder theory, the haunted hayride homicide, and the Halloween candy murder. These stories and theories that I'll be going over are some of the craziest and most questionable theories that spark my mind and will spark yours as well. The first spooky theory that I'll be talking about first and giving a brief introduction is the story of the mirror murder theory. Basically, this story is about how a group of teenagers were playing a game called Bloody Mary on the 31st of October. If you guys are unaware, Bloody Mary is a ghost game ritual played in a dark room, mostly played in a bathroom, where the people are participating in the game are staring at the mirror and saying the game name Bloody Mary three times. After saying Bloody Mary three times, some people have stated that they would see a figure of a ghost in the mirror and would sometimes leave physical marks on the victims that summon the figure of the Bloody Mary. That's the introduction of the game, but here's the real story and my theories of how it went down. But basically, on what I said earlier, of a group of teenagers playing a ritual ghost game, and the next morning, one of the victims didn't come out alive. And that victim was the person who called out the ghost and summoned it from its peace. Theories came around speculating that one of the teenagers of the group caused the victim's death, but when I was reading more about this theory, it said that the victim who didn't come out alive the next day scared themselves to death. With this doesn't make any sense, and it doesn't sound real, of scaring yourself to the point that you died the next day. I feel like it's impossible because when looking and imagining the timeline that the victim had all night to rest after they played Bloody Mary, and there's no way that their heart rate was still at an all-time high for them to be deceased. Looking at it at a medical point of view, their heart rate of being scared will be dialed down during the night after the scare game, since the victim had a couple hours of being calm, but has died the next day. It doesn't make any sense that the victim would die the next day of being scared to death. If they were scared to death, would that mean from that point of being scared, would they have been dead at the point of being scared since the heart rate was at an all-time high? I feel like it would make so much sense if that path of the scene of death, since it would be classified as a heart attack since the heart rate was high. My theory of that story is one of the teenagers of the group did something to the victim where it would leave a victim to their death because of the spooky game of the Bloody Mary of summoning a ghost leaves the murderer in a perfect position to get revenge to their nemesis or foe, a friend that they didn't like in the group. I think that the murderer strangled the victim to their death when they were sleeping because if having a case study of the victim's death, it would only leave to the person thinking that the cause of death is scaring to themselves, and they will have no clue that someone had strangled him or her to put them to sleep forever. I think that the person who tried to kill the victim was the ghost who took over one of the teenager's bodies and put an end to the victim who summoned it. And I'm pretty sure of that is the cause of the ghost possibly putting a pillow on the victim's face so they can't breathe no more, which makes sense if that is the reason why. Another murder spooky story for y'all is the haunted hayride homicide. Not going to lie, when hearing the title of the story, I thought it would be a farm that had a homicide story, but that wasn't the case for this murder story. Haunted Hayride Homicide is basically a haunted house attraction where paid actors are trying to scare the guests for this event. It was all fun and games for the actors, but one of them were found missing during the scaring. Most of the actors were trying to find the missing colleague while scaring the guests in the Halloween attraction. Then moments later, all the actors and guests found a dangling body from a tree that seemed to be real. Then one of the paid actors took the mask off, and it was the missing person who was unresponsive and was found dead. People thought it was a prop of the attraction, which made them think it was all fake. Then it turns out that it was the missing actor. It made everyone scared for their lives because no one can trust anyone, especially in a haunted house where everyone seemed that they're all the killer, especially the actors. My theory of that is that it could be the same thing like the first story that I brought up earlier of someone in the group caused the killing. The person who killed him could be another actor who had hatred towards the person who died, and it was a perfect setup to do it in since it's a haunted house theme where it was full of scary members with fake weapons trying to scare all of the guests. Others say that it was an accident death theory, but how would it be an accident if a middle-aged adult hang from a tree if the tree branch didn't break off? It just doesn't add up, since why would a person who ended his life be hanging off a tree to scare all of the people in the haunted event? It can't be a failed stunt, since how would he be dangling if people say that he wasn't there in that specific scene of being near the tree, and he would be near the entrance scaring all of the people? Then he was found dead hanging from the tree. It would make more sense if someone was working in the company to do it to him. But wait though, I have a theory. Can it be that the murderer is a serial killer from somewhere else and disguise him or herself as an actor trying to scare all of the people in his attraction? Is that the why they didn't notice of the suspect who killed the victim? Can it be that the serial killer also killed more people in this event, but didn't know that they didn't notice it because it all seemed that it was part of this attraction? And can it also be that the people that he or she killed brought those bodies with them and do something with it? Some type of Jeffrey Dahmer-like dupe that killed the people just for fun and play with their body parts and eat them as well? That would literally align up so perfectly if it was a serial killer hanging and acting as an actor and just targeted people on the site for his desires to end off people's lives. And that is why no one caught him yet, or her, because no one knew it was them all along. I know some theories that were like this and had similar stories were accidents, but just thinking about it, how it ended to be, my theory has shined light and has fit in so perfectly of my assumption of what happened to the haunted hayride homicide. Last story that I'll be covering in Open Eyes is the Halloween candy murderer, but it is well known as the Candyman. This is sadly a true story where a man has killed off an innocent kid by giving off poison candy on Halloween night and sadly killed a child. Here's the full story. This guy named Ronald Clark O'Brien put put cyanide inside a pixie stick, basically poisoning, and resealed it, the package, and gave it to his son because of Ronald O'Brien was in a major trouble of money. They said that he was behind of all of his expenses and everything. And his plan was assassinating his son to get money, specifically insurance money. Like, listening to this and looking at the full story is just sickening. Like, that's just messed up, bro. Ending your son's life to get money is some type of evilness that he took upon. It's so sad that the son was the first person that he thought of killing to get through the money. Like, you should never be a father or someone who is taking care of a person to be thinking of that type of way and behavior. It's so disgusting. But going into it, the police found his motive of getting money and arrested him, which was really good. Imagine the police never found out that he was a killer. We would see Ronald possibly killing more innocent children and possibly killing her other kid, his daughter. My theory to that is, if he didn't get caught, he would possibly keep doing the same thing, but without the money, but the killing of innocent children by giving them poisonous candy treats. I say that because I feel like Ronald O'Brien would get addicted to the killing because it would spark something in his mental health and would possibly give him memories of his son, which is messed up, but you never know. There are some creepy people out there in these streets, and that would possibly start his journey of a serial killing identity. My other theory of that is that the Candyman story sparked more creepy weirdos in this earth with ideas of capturing children and doing all of this disgusting and filthy things that weirdos do. I remember hearing something about this a couple years back on the news, where someone added a blade on a piece of candy, specifically a Kit Kat bar, and it went viral, where it was all over in the news and police stations were telling everyone to stop eating candy. With that, I think that is very smart of telling your kids or people that you know of who are going to Halloween should watch out on what they're going to eat in their candies, because you never know what's going to be inside and it can cause your loved one's life if they're not cautious. My last theory of that, could it be that the reason of why people around started picking up and saying stranger danger because of the horrific story of a father and son? If it is, this brought up an idea that kids are no longer safe in public areas, especially when a weirdo starts saying that they got candy or ice cream in the back of their car. Parents, you should start teaching your kids to say no and run away from people that they don't know of, just for their practice sake, because you never know that a random person would capture your kid for tricking them of giving candy or any type of reward to capture your kid. Always remember that you should never trust a stranger, especially weird adults in your area. But all in all, that is all my theories and stories about this Halloween theme episode of Mysterious Murders and the life lessons it brings. Also, be careful on Halloween night and always be cautious, but at the same time, have fun with your loved ones. If you guys made it this far, thank you for listening and stay tuned for episode 6, where I'll be having a surprise guest and we will be talking about our favorite mysterious theories of ours. This is DJ Untold, and thank you for listening to Open Eyes. And remember, always stay mysterious.